Welcome back, you fucking pussy.
Hey, come on with the song.
10 years ago.
Probably longer than that.
Yeah, it's longer than that for sure. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. It's just the cars in it. The fucking the big body SUVs.
Yeah.
With the simple 5-point rim, the simplicity, the simple.
I love how this is retro.
This now, yeah.
All that shit's so weird to me when they talk about, like, oh, the 90s was the last real era. I'm like, God damn it, dude. It's true, because you do look like someone showed, like, the 90s, the last time people had individual style. And I was dude, wow, this is true. And they showed, like, celebrities and, like, it's so normal looking.
So, like, 2000s, like, fads of, like...
Like, it was, like, Keanu Reeves, Johnny Depp, J-Lo, Drew Barrymore. Yeah, like, I think it was like just different actors, people that were showing up. Jim Carrey, like different people, and you're like, oh yeah, everyone looks completely original. No one looks ridiculous. No one looks. It was just them, and you're like, God, dude, what's happened to the world?
Everyone's the same. I tell you all the time, like when I work at.
There he goes. God damn it.
But I'm at East Aurora now. I have everyone just fucking looking
like an Edgar.
Just looking the same, looking like an Edgar, looking like a Brian. The rabbit just jumped in the trash can.
Yeah, we got a trash rabbit.
The bunny.
Trash panda.
Trash rabbit. Trash panda.
Get out of there, dude.
Hey, what's up with you? He's very rambunctious.
He's all fucked up from being... He's been awake for like a day and a half.
You need to get a South Dakota State jersey for the Jackrabbits.
Yeah, too, for sure. I do have Bugs Bunny Reebok shoes that are really fucking cool. They're gray, like the same color.
I mean, like the hairs and all that. That's pretty cool.
You know, got
like
a
the
cool
hair sevens.
Yeah, the Jackrabbits. Fuck yeah.
They have like six guys going to the draft this year.
Oh, yeah. They're legit.
They have a really good guard that I've been.
They're legit.
Mason, he was a guard, but he called the pass protection, which is like really rare. But they're like. Hey, and at the combine, he took staff at center and stuff, too. Yeah, that is a cool logo.
Jackrabbits. The Jags.
The Jag, that is a cool one, too.
Old school.
This one looks so good.
It used to be Bugs Bunny. This one looks gay.
A lot of the people,
the fuck?
There's a time back in the day.
It didn't matter, right?
Where you can use that because Oregon had like a...
Daffy Duck.
A Donald Duck.
Or Donald Duck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Donald.
Which is a cool logo. Like, that is sweet.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I can't wait for the new college football game to see all the Oregon.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
I think they did say they're going to put the...
All the jerseys?
No, with these ones in it. Pink uniforms?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, when you got... what's his name?
A couple weeks
when
away
Phil Knight is fucking from Oregon, you're gonna get the best stuff.
Yeah, come on, yeah, for sure. Yeah. A couple weeks. I think I've came to grips with what we're gonna do.
I think a lot of people.
It's gonna be fine.
I think they're ready. They're kind of seeing that's like, oh, this guy is like, he can make some fucking crazy
plays. I like that he fucking called out all the people giving shit about the pink stuff.
I should play it.
I was glad he did.
There's people who haven't. It's funny how, like, the pink phone and everything went wild, but, like, his response, I feel like I haven't seen it anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, no one posted it, and it's just like, because everyone was, I was listening to people over the weekend, and they're talking shit. No, that's his, that's like the USC player personnel kind of guy. Like, he's like, you know. That's like a job that we said would be cool as fuck to have.
He's
you
like,
know?
What did he say?
Phone's white. He's like, the wallet's white.
Wallet's white.
The phone pink,
case is pink.
But it's clear. The case clear.
Nails are clear.
Yeah, nails are clear.
Lips are pink. And your girl loves them. Girl loves them. Like, all right, fucking, all right, back, cool, fine. That's fine.
You gotta have some swag.
Look.
Week for you. Lucky you got me though.
This is what I'm talking about.
He just starts laughing.
Phone is pink.
Case is clear. What the fuck? Nails are clear. Lips are pink. Your girl love them.
Fuck it, dude. Just be good, bro. Please just be good. Please be what you can be.
Yeah.
Please be what you can be.
I wanted to be like...
I'm still not taking back my statement of playoffs and an NFC championship game year two.
Yeah.
Because our team's just getting better.
I hope so.
And now if we're going to get him and Odunze, I don't give a fuck what anyone says. You better watch the fuck out. There ain't nobody that's touching our offense. And our defense is... God damn it. And our defense is stacked. There's a piece of cantaloupe in there, and he just won't get the fuck out of it. I need to just move it out of the way. Yeah, just snag him out of there. Just pull it. Just pull it, like, yeah, so he can't jump in it. Just leave it in the front. Yeah, just right there is fine. Just so he can't jump in it.
Yeah, he can't jump.
He's going on. He climbs on top of that bucket, gets on the vacuum, and then gets in there. He's pissed at you.
He's looking at me like, you motherfucker, you're the
There's a piece of old cantaloupe in there that he's been trying to get.
Makes sense.
But, look, please, just please.
The Bears seem like they're trying to do it right at least for once. Like, Poles, that's why I'm like, Poles, I have always trusted him. He looks like he knows what he's doing. I feel like the players also have a lot of respect for him.
Oh, it's there. Yeah, I think he's proven it.
The Bears met with Caleb Williams yesterday. They went out to dinner yesterday with some of the players, too.
Yeah, I mean.
Who do you think went out of the players? Like, it didn't say, they just said some players. Who would you think? I think Cole Kmet, probably.
Yeah.
Chicago, I feel like.
Maybe, yeah.
Because they called him when the field stuff happened. Like, they said
that DJ
they called
Moore.
Him. Those were the two guys that said that they were called.
I would hope TJ Edwards would be there. Or Edmonds, too.
Or Edmonds, one of those.
One of the.
Or two, or both of them, maybe, yeah.
You got to have your. And I would hope. Because I feel like the guy that's going to groom the most is Jalen Johnson.
Yeah.
Which, I'm excited that he's being vocal about it, because you just got a big ass contract. You just got fucking paid. I hope you don't slow down. I hope you become the best fucking corner in the league.
He can. He has all the tools.
And if you're keeping your guy to that standard, I'm all for it. Yeah. Accountability is what I want.
So he's going to be playing. I've said he's going to have a tough defense to play against, and to go in mini camp. So like, that's what, like, it's almost like he might look bad in minicamp, and people might overreact and stuff, but it's like, well, look who you're fucking going against, too.
And that's
like,
what I'm saying. And that's
but
where
you got to remember, you also have DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, you know. Like,
and Odunze, hopefully.
Odunze, and you still have Kmet, you still have Everett, you still have
a lot of weapons. If you and fucking Swift, pull out Odunze.
Yeah, he might drop there.
I don't even think it's a drop. I think it's just the way that the draft is going to go.
I think earlier people were like, oh, he might go like top, you know, 6, 7 maybe. Now it's like, oh, okay, yeah, he might, you know.
I saw that the Bills might trade up for Marvin Harrison Jr.
I mean, shit, they need to fucking
With him, Diggs going to the Texans, that's crazy.
That would make sense, though, if they do trade. They need to, I don't want to say overcompensate, but essentially, like, they need to balance out the books. Because obviously with Josh Allen, you either have a big contract for a quarterback or you have the cheap rookie, which, like, Stroud. You know, what Houston's doing. Houston, to be able to go for fucking Diggs and Daniil Hunter, and they got Joe Mixon. It's like how the Bears went for Keenan Allen. Like, they took his money. Like, it's
the Texans,
like,
are there, dude.
I think they're, like, top three contender for the AFC for sure. Them, the Chiefs.
And their defense is good.
Yeah, them, the Chiefs, and probably Baltimore.
Yeah, but is it almost like it's Baltimore's time?
I feel like
came
Baltimore
and went?
Is still the... They're still good, though. I feel like they didn't really have a bad free agency. They kept a lot of their guys.
And
like,
got
they
and
lost
Henry.
Patrick Queen, where they could just draft a linebacker. Like, no one needs
it's
one.
Not
like,
a big
they'll
deal.
Be fine. They find a good way of drafting them. Like, but they have a knack for it.
You're always right there, but you never do it. Mm-hmm. Recently.
It's tough. I think fans know that. They'll stick back in the day with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
When it's like, you just have to catch him on a bad year.
God, could you imagine if we're the Chiefs' rival?
That's the ideal.
Could you imagine
Yes,
that,
I can't imagine that. Like, I have been
not trying to
crazy
think about
fanboy.
It.
Yes, like I have, but I haven't. Like, I've been on here, I've been trying to be good and being like, no, being level-headed. But I am all aboard. Like, the Bears, their win total in Las Vegas, I think, is only 9.5. or 8.5, and I'm like, it was 8.5. I'm like, they're gonna win 9 games for sure. I think so. So oh, I'm like, I'm gonna put money on that for sure. Like,
I would, if with our roster, I would generally would say, come on, dude.
Like you said, if they get Odunze, even like they're in a very good position where I think at 9, like I still am happy if they take him. They if Dallas Turner, if they go for him, like fuck it, Jared Verse.
I don't even think they're gonna. I think they're saying, going for another receiver and just loading the fuck out of it, dude.
But I can also see them trading back into the second round.
I don't think so.
They got 11 picks next year.
I think this year,
if Keon Coleman or someone is there, like someone like that, yes, like
sure,
how that guy dropped.
But I also think if you're at 9 and you're looking at it and you're like, dude,
you're never gonna get a better. Receiver prospect.
You're getting the second best receiver in this class behind the best receiver in the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like the other,
and to learn from
Neighbors
dudes
is good.
Very,
yeah,
exactly. Well, yeah, that's
and,
what I want.
And like they, even if he falls to 9 too, like, I'll fucking take that.
I saw that he's going after. But Odunze is going to get picked before Neighbors.
Really? I've seen a lot of them where Neighbors goes
before him, yeah, but now I feel like this
he's
last
like he
week,
ran like a 4.4 fucking one or something like something.
This crazy. Last week, people have been looking like, yeah, 4.3. Put the ball in Odunze's hands.
Yeah, he's a bigger receiver. He's more. He is an X. He is a little bit more taller. His contested catch race is ridiculous.
Can you
like
imagine?
I liked him.
Yeah, no, we were a fan of him all year.
Dude, I liked him a lot. Like even any of him, like even him or McMillan, like any of those guys are.
I think Penix is going to climb up.
He met with the Raiders, I think, today.
I saw somebody say that.
Yeah, he met with them today. And
the Seahawks might go
maybe
for him.
Second round. I think Seattle would be the best situation and perfect because it would make perfect sense. All the Seattle Seahawks fans are Washington fans because Washington's in Seattle. It might sound stupid, but it's like a Kenny Pickett when he went to the Pittsburgh. He's like, yeah, Pittsburgh.
Way
Pittsburgh.
Better quarterback than
yeah.
Kenny Pickett.
But, yes, yes. But I think the fans will have more... like they'll give him a longer leash, kind of.
Yeah.
Like they'll be more understanding. Like,
and
all right,
Geno's
we've known
only
this guy's
a little
murder,
bit.
And we know this, but we've seen this talent, and we're okay because he's kind of a homegrown talent. It's not he's not, but essentially you're fucking.
Yeah, the
backyard,
most.
Like,
yeah, the most success there.
The second quarterback to throw for back to back 5,000 yards since Pat Mahomes in college. Like,
he's a baller, dude.
Throwing. Like,
I think anyone that gets him is going to get a good quarterback.
I think so too.
Like, me and Nick were talking today, I think, realistically, he's the second-best quarterback in the draft. My opinion. Complete.
I think his ceiling could be in second or third best, for sure.
He's better than Drake May.
I think Drake May is just...
He's better than Drake May. Drake I watch
yeah.
every just... single North Carolina game.
Yes, he is. He's
is
also, like, 4 years older than him.
And that's fine. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, like, that's what I get. Like, Drake May needs just... He should have stayed an extra year at UNC.
I agree.
Like you said, or I think he needs to sit for a year in his team. It's not going to happen, though. If he goes to the Patriots, they might be like, well, fuck it, we got to start you because you're a number three pick.
Him and
Dan. That's what I can see them maybe going for J.J. McCarthy, the Patriots. I see some of them being like, they might like J.J. more than him because they're like, maybe he can win now. Like, if you're going to have someone groom, at least don't have someone who has, like, the winning mentality.
Yeah, and I'm all for McCarthy. I think he's going to be better than... Preston fucking hates on him. I'm like, dude.
I don't think he'd be that good. I think he's just over. I don't think he'll be
terrible.
I don't
think so.
But I think he's just.
Dude, he didn't have an offense where you needed to pass the ball.
Yeah, it's not his fault. Yeah, I get that.
He goes with Pro Day and he's throwing lasers for 65 yards.
He did look good in his Pro Day.
He's doing crazy throws out there. And it's like, yeah, you didn't have to do that. No shit. And you got a coach like Harbaugh that's not going to make you do that.
Yeah.
And fucking. Their new coach that was the OC. They knew what they had.
Yeah.
Why would you force it?
Like it has very similar to like Zach Wilson when he went high because it's like, man, he didn't win.
Yes.
That's the argument, but I'm just saying like that, I saw that and I was like, that's just and it just made my brain think like, because he had a good pro day, he looked good, like he threw fucking darts and lasers and everything. It's like, oh shit.
But there's something about winning a national championship. The way they did.
Being a five-star recruit.
Having the horrible fucking shit off the field go on all year. You never got flustered. You never had an issue. You kept the fucking thing. You kept your cool. You did the same thing. There was never... And everyone that talks with the kid is like, dude, he's so chill. And that's what you need to be an NFL quarterback.
He's a game manager, essentially. Which is like...
I think he's more than that.
But I'm just saying, no, but game manager just, I feel like it has a bad rep now. Yeah. People think like game managers think like, oh, you suck at it and you get by on your team. No, I think you just could just play the game. You play whatever game plan they need. Like, they didn't need him to light the scoreboard up and like, you know, like throw all the 250 passing, you know, 250 passing yards. No, they didn't. They just needed him hand the ball off and pass it here and there. And yeah, he made good passes. Like, the game in Ohio State, he made, like,
yeah,
it's not, it looked risky, but then you saw him, like, he had a window and he nailed that throw. Like, yeah, I can't even, I'm like, oh, okay.
I think he's going to be, in my opinion, he's the third best quarterback.
Behind,
yeah, behind Caleb and Penix.
And Jaden. Oh, and Penix?
I don't think Jaden Daniels is that good.
No,
I think he's too,
I think he's too slight.
No, I'm fine with that. Because he's tall, so it helps. You got to be. I feel like if you're a taller quarterback, it helps you because you can see better. The thing for him is, it was an offense built around him to be really good. You fucking chuck the goddamn ball around. Any quarterback that could throw at all could go there and have that kind of season.
That's what they said. Like, why didn't we hear about him back when he was at Indiana?
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't doing shit there.
No.
Like, so it's just like,
he was there at the same time Penix was there?
Oh, Penix was there? No, he was at, where was he at then? Do somewhere else.
Penix was at Indiana throwing bombs. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Hold on, let's look it up. I'll get it.
Jaden, was it Washington State? It was a red team. That's why I get confused. Because that. Where was. What are we talking about?
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels. Arizona.
Arizona.
Because Herm Edwards, he recruited him. So everyone likes that too. Like, hey, Herm Edwards Arizona saw him. State. He's like. You know,
Herm Edwards was a garbage ass coach. Yeah, I'm just saying,
people see that.
Why do people like that guy?
I don't know, just because he was a former coach.
Yeah, but he went to the NFL and he was fucking horseshit.
Yeah, he had a couple of good years.
Never won more than one playoff game in a year.
He was just a good guy. He's just a good, nice guy. He has nice guy.
He was an original black coach, so they're like, oh, he's great.
Football guy, like having a lot of like sayings and idioms, and people like that shit, you know, too. Like,
people are so weird with that shit.
I kind of, it's just football, like dumb, yeah, like, you know, sayings. Dumbasses. Like, it's like we said, like that one guy we pulled up, that white guy, that, you know, he was going at it like a hobo going to a ham sandwich.
Oh,
like,
yeah, so, you know, yeah, but that dude won like Division II AA championships for 30 years. He can say wild ass shit.
Yeah, not her.
Yeah, I do remember true. That guy was wild. But my thing is, like,
they said your mother-in-law going off a cliff in a Cadillac.
Stats in college. It's like, in my opinion, it's like, if you win and you're a winner, that translates. If you throw bomb-ass passes and you're a pretty good quarterback, Bo Nix is going to be a good NFL quarterback.
I think he will be too, yeah.
I think he genuinely will be. Jaden Daniels played for LSU. Yes, the SEC is great. He had a good run. They were a good team. He's a good quarterback. I think he'll be fine. He ain't a fucking first-year starter. You bring him into Washington and you got him starting games, good fucking luck. Yeah. I hope we got some of Washington's picks because they're garbage. Did we get anything from Sweat? No, just him?
No, we just got Sweat. That's it. Yeah, so.
Yeah, 5 years, dude. That's what I'm saying. And he was there for 5 years.
So under 2,000 yards. Well, I guess it's just got passing. Hurt. I mean, you could say rushing yards. See what that's at. I mean, nothing crazy, but last year and this year.
And that's what I mean. Like,
so, like, his whole thing was, we never heard about you before. You had arguably two badass receivers in Brian Thomas Jr. and Neighbors.
Yeah.
Like, two first-round guys. They're going to be top 20 picks. You should be
fucking badass.
You should be pretty good. And your defense gave up a shit ton of points, so you're on the field a lot. Like, you're going to be running up to score. Like,
yes, you're like, built to score a lot of points.
Not that it's his fault, but just in a sense of, like.
But you should. Anyone in that position should be doing
should
that.
Be, yeah, exactly.
It's the Brock Purdy effect. You play for San Fran, any quarterback that's there is going to be that good. That's how the Bears are going to be. But, hopefully, the guy's good enough to put them over the edge.
The extra.
Where I look at McCarthy, and I am partial that he's a Michigan guy, but I look at him, I'm like, dude, you've done nothing wrong, and people hate on you.
Just win.
You did nothing but win.
No, he did nothing wrong. I just think that it's a thing of, like, he's just going to be unfortunate that he's going to be overvalued at wherever he's taken.
You think so?
I think so. Because what if he goes top four? Like, I get that he's a winner, but it's like.
I think he's going to. You know what I saw? What I think the Vikings have the fifth pick?
No, they may trade up for the fifth pick.
And he might go there.
If he goes there, then I'm worried because I think Kevin O'Connell's a good coach. So that's where I do think that it could work out in their favor. And he also has – it could be one of the – they also might have one of the best openings for a quarterback too. They have
Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, Hawkinson.
Like, yeah, like you got a good squad. Yeah,
Aaron Jones went there.
You're they're not bad. You got enough to do pretty good. So it's like,
yeah,
if you end up in that position, it's not bad. And you're inside, motherfucker. You're inside. It's great. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck it.
And you can play NFC North like you're used to playing outside anyways.
Yeah, and you're going to have a rough go because the division's going to be really good.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
We could have the best division in football next year.
Yeah, probably this. It's both. I think both North divisions. AFC North is going to be good next year, too, with Joe Burrow being fully healthy.
Yeah, that's the two best. See what
they do. And the Steelers now, what happens with them. Fields number two.
They only can wear black jerseys.
He got number two.
Steelers. Should only wear black jerseys.
I mean, those are the best ones.
All the time. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Just look mean all the time.
The Bumblebee ones, too.
They're going to be good.
Yeah, they will. Their defense is going to be good.
They're going to be good.
I think Patrick Queen's a good. He's a really good linebacker.
You upgraded throughout everywhere.
Yeah, they did.
Can't fucking.
They got rid of Deontay Johnson, but it's fine. Like, they'll just draft a receiver. They got some picks back from the Panthers. Like, they'll be fine.
But we'll see what happens with these quarterbacks. Because it's just all, it's so hearsay and. How would you. Maybe I'm crazy that I want a winner that is a game manager that can win you games by just doing the right things throughout the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Than someone that can maybe score 5 touchdowns in a game.
At that point, you should just trade back and just. Yeah, any quarterback, you know?
Yeah, but not anyone is a winner.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Get what I'm saying? Yeah, like, McCarthy's a winner, bro. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that that dude.
Okay, well, like, look at Stetson Bennett last year.
Different guy.
But he's a winner. He was asked to do.
You could have fucking plugged in any quarterback at Georgia last year and won. And you could say that about Michigan, but what the all of the controversy, you're dealing with a NFL-style controversy. Your coach can't play. You got endless amounts of bullshit going on all year, and you never have a slight hiccup.
Yeah, okay.
Also, J.J. McCarthy's probably 3 inches taller and 30 pounds bigger than Stetson Bennett. So let's be careful, because. And I'm all for Stetson Bennett. Fuck it. Go play in the UFL. Yeah,
I'm just trying to think. I don't know. I just think he. It's not his fault he didn't pass. I won't say that. But it's just that's the main thing held against him is how good can he be.
Yeah.
Essentially, with not much tape.
Yes.
I get it. That's where I get the not enough tape. You're going to spend a top. Like I said, and like top 5 picks is way more than like a. Like if he goes top 10, I would be understandable. Like if he goes, if someone trades up to 9, or if he goes at 10, or not to the Jets, but let's just say the Jets trade back or whatever. I think that makes sense. I just think when it's like, if a team's going to give up so much more too,
but who's better?
I think you should just wait. As I'm saying, like I feel like teams are going to be wanting to go for him, but I'm like, you could just wait. I think he would
fall.
He would drop anyways. Like the Giants, are they going to take him? Like,
I don't think the Giants know.
They shouldn't. They're going to get neighbors probably.
For what? Because
they don't have no playmakers on offense. Daniel Jones at least took him to the playoff 2 years ago. I think then they can be like, all right, we got one more year because they have like one more year of a guaranteed money and then they can get out of the contract.
He'll never play again once he leaves there. He'll be a backup.
Yeah, he'll be backup somewhere. Or, I mean, who knows? Someone can take a chance on him. You never know. The NFL's fucking weird. But someone will go for him. Someone will try to like. Yeah, they go for neighbors, and then the Chargers, they're probably going to go with the linemen. That's what they want.
Yeah.
Like, makes sense.
Yeah, Joe Alt. They'll be dumb and take that fucking loser.
I don't know why I don't like Joe Alt.
He's a Notre Dame guy. They're never good.
No, yeah, they are linemen.
No.
Yeah,
tell me who.
Quentin Nelson.
Who does he play for?
The Colts. He's like a pro bowler.
Yeah, the Colts aren't very good.
No, they produce good
linemen. I'm never going to support a Notre Dame fucking player.
I know. I get what you said. He's light. He's only got like 4 sacks in college. That's fucking pretty crazy. His dad is like a.
That feels like a, weird to me. How can you?
So he's assigned essentially.
Yeah,
like they break it down and it's like that guy, you know.
Yeah, I get.
And how he started since the freshman year.
Yeah, big dude, big guy. What it
is. But
now you're going against a bunch of big guys.
He's only played tackle for 5 years of his life.
Yeah,
he was 6 foot his whole life. His freshman year, he was quarterback. He grew. He was 6 foot, and then he grew to like 6'6". His like sophomore year, and they're like, "Oh, you probably go to fucking tackle now." Like,
yeah, too big, bud.
And then he's like, "Okay," so then he started to learn tackle. So then he had to learn a whole new thing. And then he went to Notre Dame, and
Fuck Notre
so
Dame.
So the thing that like, he's young, 21 years old, like started freshman.
Yeah, for sure.
I get it's an upside 6'8", but it's sometimes it's those guys high center of gravity. You know, yeah. Like hard to get low. You know, a lot of these edge guys like they're 6'4", 6'3" now. Like they can go around. Yeah, they're quick.
You ain't got to be some massive dude. You got to be able to move.
Mm-hmm. Like look at well, Sweat is that's why I like Sweat so much because he's fucking fast and he's big. Like
well, yeah, I mean you got to be
6'5" and run the he ran a 4.4 40.
Yeah,
like that's
yeah. I know we lucked out with that. That was the sleeper pickup so far.
And I was pounding for Sweat since like last year. I was like, dude, you get like they have to go for him. Like if he's in the market and they're trying to go for Chase Young, and I guess they're like, hey, well, Sweat, we got Sweat. And they're like, oh shit, all right, we'll go for him.
Thank God we didn't get that fucking dude.
Yeah, instead of fucking.
Thank God we didn't get Chase Young.
What did he sign?
God
to the
Raiders.
Saints. Very intensive heavy.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
You have to sign that guy to something incentive.
Well, I guess he didn't pass the Bears physical.
Yeah, it's just fucking.
A lot of them didn't pass. Yeah. He didn't pass a lot of teams physical. That's why they didn't go for him. I think San Fran's like enough that they're like, yeah, fuck it. Well, I mean, they're going for Super Bowl push. So
yeah. Add it. Yeah. Just add him for a year.
A rental for, I think it was a third rounder.
Yeah. It is crazy. I don't really realize that we have 11 picks next year.
That's what I'm saying. You can trade up. You get Odunze, there's a lineman there that you like or something. If Jackson Powers Johnson drops second round, hey, Washington, you have our second round pick next year. How about we trade you Carolina's pick next year because we have their second rounder and our second rounder next year for your second rounder this year. And, and then it's only a thing of like if you see someone you like because this is a draft where it's like I think it's a really good draft.
Yeah, I agree. Like, yeah, I agree. Very loaded.
The top six
edge guys but I just don't think we know yet because there's going to be players next year that pop up.
It always is, yeah. We always, I do agree. It's always like, I don't know who next year's going to be, but then it's always like, oh, shit.
Cause
like,
shit.
No one knew the receiver draft was going to be this.
No.
I think.
Some people.
Kind of, because you knew Harrison and you knew Neighbors and Odunze, because those were the guys last year.
Yeah, but nobody thought Washington was going to be as good as they were. Yeah, no one thought
that they had three receivers. And,
no one thought Jaden Daniels was going to throw 20 touchdowns to fucking Neighbors. Not that he had that many, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, college football's like that. All it takes is one year, like one good player on a team to be like, oh shit, all these dudes are good. We'll see.
That's why I'll have a bone to pick with you because you have been big on Jared Verse and Keon Coleman. But when early in the year I told you guys about these guys, you said, nah, they fucking suck. And I was calling Florida State and I was like, Florida State should be in the championship game because think about it, you would have gotten able to see Jared Verse against an Alabama
beat, though. They got fucked up.
The quarterback play, maybe. But they had Trey Benson. Like, he's a good running back.
Every single team out of those four teams would have fucked up Florida State. The ACC is trash. I would have liked
to see the individual matchups. That's so mean.
No. But, yeah, you're right. Because I didn't know nothing about Verse. I'm looking at Verse purely off of what he is and the statistics that show that he's just like...
Will Anderson?
Yes. Come on, dude. And that dude's Defensive Rookie of the Year. That's the prototypical...
I like Latu too.
Yeah, that's fine too. Similar guy.
You know, okay, so one thing I liked about Verse, because I've been doing the whole research, the whole I don't know where I even have it. The breaking down, the times of the RAS score. He has a good RAS score, which is what like the Bears tend to go to, like see how much good athlete is. But Jared Verse was a tight end at like a small school at Albany. And then he transferred to D-lineman. He redshirted, and then he transferred to D-lineman a whole year. And then played at Albany an extra year. Had, like, I think 10 sacks. Transferred to Florida State for 2 years. And then he played the 2 years here. Montez Sweat was at a small school at tight end.
Did the same thing.
The same exact thing. Redshirted a year, switched to D-end, and then he transferred to Mississippi State.
What do you think's better to do? Take an edge rusher? To solidify the defense?
I mean...
Or and wait for a receiver down on the thing? Or do you even tough, need a receiver?
That looks like a lot.
Like, me too. It's like, what, do you want to pass up a guy that could be really good? It's a tough thing. That nine is the hardest one.
Yeah.
We know what they're doing with the one.
Because, like, you can get, like, Darius Robinson. You can get Marshawn Nealon, Jonah Ellis. Like, all these guys are pretty, like...
Yeah.
They are fucking good. They're, you know, high eights for RAS score. And then receivers, like, there's this fucking shit ton of them, too, that... You can get, trade back into the second round, and Keon Coleman, someone who we named off, like, he, like, you know, him being there, or like I'll like get a Ricky Pearsall. If you want to get, you know, Tez Walker second round, like, there's a lot of guys you can even get.
McMillan,
you know. Yeah, Jalen McMillan. You know,
who's going to get AD lucky, Mitchell? Too, is when whoever...
Only one drop this whole college year, Mitchell. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, and you don't really know much about him. He's 6'4", 200
pounds.
Any
of these guys would benefit, too, because I think on the Bears, you're going to be a wide receiver 3. No pressure, and you're learning next to two great guys. DJ Moore, one of the best guys against man, and Keenan Allen, one of the best guys against zone.
Like, best route runner.
Yeah, best route runners. Like,
you're going to learn from Pro Bowlers. That's what I mean, dude.
So it's like, I think that's super beneficial where, like... You know, someone might get hurt from being a wide receiver 1 at a certain team, like that kid from Texas, Xavier Worthy, the one who ran a 4.21, like,
yeah,
fucking small, but it's like he's a good wide receiver 2 or 3. But you think he could be a 1 on a team? Like, it's tough.
You don't need to be 1. You don't have to.
No, but I'm saying some team might go. Like, they don't have no options. Hook a double team every single time. What the fuck's that? You know,
if Adunze is open every other play because these dudes are double teamed.
Rotate him in.
Whoever gets Louisville's running back is going to get fucking a good player.
Running back, what's his name?
Big boy. He reminds me of Connors. Connor from
James Connor, yeah,
Arizona. Big boy, big running, hard running back, fast.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of...
It's a good draft. It's a great draft.
Center, yeah. I think they're going to get a center. I think they met with Cedric Van Pran, the center from Georgia.
Big boy.
Get him third rounder, like, yeah, yeah. Don't like that. Like, it's good. You don't got a
black quarterback and a black center and the Bears with a black GM. What are we doing, dude?
People,
we're finally taking what should be.
Right?
Jesus. Yeah. We're finally evolutionary of the Chicago Bears is finally happening.
Finally.
I know, man. Oliver brings it up to me all the time. Like, Dad, it's going to happen. You're going to see it.
He's like, we're going to
have a good team finally. I'm like, yeah, man, it's tough rooting for a shitty fucking team. You haven't want to do it.
Haven't for so long, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's Bryson coming.
What's up, boss?
What's up,
dog?
What's up?
Well, take that.
Hey, we can get to the NCAA tournament now.
We haven't talked about that.
What's up, dude? How you doing? We got this year.
The only COD games are going on right now are the NIT, huh?
Yeah, I don't mind watching this shit.
Sorry I'm late.
No, but I think...
We're talking about the draft. The Bears, what they do at 9.
Yeah.
You can draft a receiver, you can draft O-line. D-lineman or an O-lineman if you really wanted to.
My dad wants O-line.
It's not a sexy pick to go lineman, but it's never a bad pick to get extra lineman. Like,
yeah, but you can get them deeper down this year.
They're so
deep that you can grab someone deeper.
But there's someone like a Fuaga from Oregon State, like he could play a night guard too. It's just like,
but if there's a good face on the board still, if you have a DN, if you have a good face on the board, so you gotta get it.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. How do you pass up a Dunze or
if there's a good face Jared Verse, there's a good face DN, you gotta get the DN.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Our defense is too young and talented. We got to have somebody young.
Another one.
I had a pass rusher.
Yes.
Just playmate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, another one. Yeah. Like most of the big contracts are on defense. You need to counteract it with having some young, you know, some cheap contracts like a Stevenson. Like,
right.
Because pretty soon they're going to have to pay Brisker or decide if they want to keep him or let him walk. I think they probably, I don't know. And then Kyler Gordon, you're going to pay him soon too. Like Kyler Gordon, I feel like he's good. You're going to have to re-sign him. Like, he's going to, you know. He's not gonna be on the cheap deal soon.
And Flus loves having a DN. It starts their defensive scheme. You know, it's just we have to get the right guys. But I think a DN would be a perfect fit. You know, just grab a DN at 9. There's probably gonna be two names available. You can just go at it and just
the draft is deep, dude. It's nice.
Yeah,
they might start a run on DNs. Just like, you know, it's how it happens sometimes. Where
someone I need it. Yeah, take them.
But the Jets are after us. That's who I don't know.
Yeah, who knows with them?
I can see them getting Brock Bowers. I can see them getting Brock Bowers. They got Conklin, but he's like a receiver tight end. Where it's like, it makes sense. Like, you need a weapon for Rodgers. They have a patchwork lineman, but if Brock Bowers is there, he's fucking that good. Like. I think he can.
He's tripping out.
I don't think it's
the
over
the trash cans here because he was jumping in the trash can.
Inside the trash can
twice.
Jumped in there?
Yeah, he's climbing on everything going in there. It's his new hangout.
But, I mean, I wouldn't be upset with O-line. If it's a big name or whatever, and, you know, he's coming from an SEC school, he's coming from a Big Ten school, and I'm watching his highlights, and he's good. Like, hey, that's a good fit. That's a good fit, all right? Yeah. But I'm not worried about anything other than, you know, a receiver, a O-lineman, or a defensive end. Correct. That should
yes.
be.
Yes.
But... it's always good to add. It's always good to add to the side of the ball where you're youngest. You know what I mean? We're youngest on defense. So why not draft a rookie that's a baller? You know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've been big on Jared Verse. Well, yeah. But I know, both of us. I like Latu a lot, too, from UCLA. If he's cleared, I mean, he has the neck issues and all that. So it's just, but I think he'll be cleared. He should be good.
Yeah.
In Dallas turnout, I don't think he falls, though. I think Atlanta's probably going to get him.
He plays
more of an edge like linebacker, so yeah. The outside. But like you can still train him. You can still coach him. Obviously, you still got to coach him. He's 21 years old.
Yeah.
Alabama played him all across the line. Like there's games where they played him like they blitzed him like over the like at the one at the A gap the B gap like, everywhere
ball, yeah.
everywhere. It's just like so. It's like, all right, cool. It shows he you know.
Yeah,
and he got sacks from every single place, so it's just like, all right, you can put him probably in a 3-point stance.
Do you think he'll get taken?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Just because I feel like people don't like to. Because when you draft a rookie, you get to pay a lot of money. It's just like the top end, those top 10 picks, like that slot, that wage amount is like way more money than like an average tight end gets. Yeah.
Especially as a tight end spot, it's hard to go.
Even
that,
like, I think Kyle Pitts was eighth.
Yeah,
and they're like he's good, but like, is he really good? Like, he hasn't done much.
Like,
maybe maybe it's a scheme or whatever. But like, T.J. Hockenson was eight, and you could say he's fucking good. Like, T.J. Hockenson is actually like
right. Where did he come from again?
Iowa.
Yeah, he was an Iowa.
All of Iowa guys: George Kittle, him, Noah Fant, Sam Laporta. They're tight end university
good year.
For sure.
Yeah,
he had a good year.
Ohio State with all the receivers that they got.
Right.
All right, but let's switch gears and talk about our rough weekend me and you had as fans. U of I and North Carolina just shit in the bed.
Yeah, the thing was the Illinois game, we played good. We played good the first half, but we didn't play like, we weren't hitting shots. And it was like, the thing was we were in the game because I think we missed 10 free throws the first half or something like that, like 8 or 10 free throws, and I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, we shouldn't be winning this game. The only reason why we weren't winning the game is UConn wasn't making shots. They came out with the same scheme. Illinois came out with the same scheme. We're like, you know what? We're going to attack Klingon at the rim. And it's like, you can't do that. He's 7-1 for a reason. He's a rim protector. Like, you can't. You got to switch the style of play, Brad. Like, the Illinois coach. Like,
yeah.
You got to call a timeout.
It wasn't working.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like Terrence Shannon averaged 23 points per game, and he was going to the rim, and he didn't. I don't even think he shot more than two threes or one three.
No,
they just got beat up,
blitzed.
Yeah,
literally blitzed.
It's like they just lost. It's like they blinked and lost out of the game, and it's just like next thing you know, you're down by 30. Like,
but
it was that crazy.
Nobody wants to take in the fact that UConn's that good.
No,
I think that's what it is.
It always was. I always said UConn's gonna repeat.
As much as Illinois wasn't hitting shots, like. UConn's also that fucking good.
Yeah.
I mean, they can just go on a run like that.
It is true.
It's just like, whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
Because you know,
had the number one offense in the nation. UConn had number two.
And, I mean, Iowa State had the number one defense in the nation, but they were like 54th offensively.
Yeah.
UConn's one in the nation offensively, and they're like sixth defensively.
Yeah, there's not much you can do.
So their worst starter... Their worst starter on UConn is going to be a lottery pick.
Yeah.
You know,
who do they play?
That Castle
NC kid. State?
No, they play
Alabama.
Alabama. NC State versus Purdue.
Yeah. And they'll run Alabama. They'll run their
Yeah, game. I know. That's
Alabama's
what I mean.
A lot like Illinois.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You can score a lot. They can score a lot, but...
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be able to.
Alabama
I don't
think just doesn't be. Have the big names.
They were able to shoot a lot of threes. They were able to fucking those threes.
Is he biting you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been biting that much. He's tweaking out, dude. He's overly tired. He's tweaking the fuck out. He's tweaking, dude. He ain't gonna hurt you.
I'm gonna bite you, dude. I'm gonna get fucking rabies.
He's clean, dude.
He's clean.
Clean rabbit.
No, but Yeah,
North Carolina just fucking.
That was a good game, though.
It was a good game,
but that was at least a fun game to watch.
RJ Davis and fucking what's his nuts?
RJ Davis was just
Yeah, but he sucked.
What the fuck? I know you're talking about the center. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, the big man.
I can't believe my drawing a blank right. Baycock.
Yeah.
They played like shit.
They pissed you off that much that you blocked it out of your mind.
RJ Davis fucking is annoying.
He's a freshman, right?
No, he's just a junior.
Oh, he's a junior.
Did you see that?
He's going to be like a top 10 pick.
RJ Davis.
Yeah, he's a good player, but he just, you can't.
Sometimes his decision making.
Yes. I hate it, dude.
Like,
I hate those quick shots.
It's like, dude. Swing the ball around.
Yeah!
Get the ball to 3 points of the court. You know, like...
It was annoying.
Dribble, drive, offense. Like, yeah. We don't have to fire up the first...
Right away!
...screen on a ball.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Dude. Like, no time management. You're up by seven, and you're fucking coming down shooting threes right away. Like,
right.
What are you doing? There's 3 minutes left.
Thursday.
That's also on the coach. You
yeah.
You gotta call timeout. Yeah,
like, oh, man, dude. I know, but...
It was the first time in history that two guys both went 0-for-9 from 3-point. Caleb Love... And RJ Davis.
Yeah.
Both of them. First time ever.
I'll never trust Caleb Love in the fucking tournament.
No, he chokes. Well, Davis did too. Stop shooting.
So did Terrence.
If I'm a teammate, I'm saying, stop.
Yeah.
Stop, dude. Stop it. We get that you've been the guy all year.
I'm calling timeout myself and like, hey, let's regroup.
Yeah, because like, now we're getting sucked into the fucking
this game,
Alabama
this one
game.
Worried me, though, too, because I was like, is Duke going to fucking make a run?
That game was so fucking boring. I was
but where's the other game where they played NC State
and
you're like, Jesus.
Well, it was tied at halftime, and NC State just came out. Or it wasn't tied, but it was close
at
halftime.
Close
at
halftime.
Then, it was like NC State just fucking took over.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit. Right.
The first 10 minutes of the game, it was like 19-21 or some
NC State is a real deal. They're fun. They're a good. That's a real Cinderella team.
Did you see the threats DJ Burns was getting on Twitter?
Jesus,
calling him like race.
Oh
racist
shit. From Duke. I mean, yeah.
Dude,
I mean,
it
makes
from
sense.
A guy from Illinois too. Like
really?
Carol or what is that? Crystal Lake or whatever.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's kind of racist up there. The thing for NC State is
they just play so free.
Yes. They got nothing to lose. They've already beat expectations, which is dangerous going against Purdue.
Yeah, they're like, we don't even fucking care who we're playing.
Yeah, we've done way more.
In the locker room, they're like, I'm like, we don't know who we're playing. I don't really care. He's like, we're going to be ready to go.
Yeah.
And they're ready to go.
And they're ready, dude. And they have no panic.
They got that white kid that can shoot it, and they got that fucking...
Filipowski got exposed,
bitch.
And I think it showed, like...
He's a baby.
This hurt his draft stock a lot.
Oh,
like, they were
big
saying
time.
That he was going to be a top 10, top 15 pick, and now it's like... And it shows that, like, you're going to get pushed around by, like, Burns bodied you the whole game. Like, you're going to get bodied in the NBA.
He's 6'8".
Yeah, he's 6'8". He's the same size as LeBron.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like that Burns is, like, people are like, dude, you should fucking go to a pro day for the NFL team and play tackle.
Say, yeah, I guess
right. His footwork is so good that a dude can just transition and be a badass. And he is, dude. It's good. And I don't care what anyone says. If you're a lefty and you can play the post, you have an advantage.
Yes.
Nobody's used to guarding anyone going left as their strong point.
Yeah.
You just don't. You're just not.
And you have an average, right? And you're unbeatable. But it's so weird
to
me.
But he's smooth.
He's smooth.
They
have no pressure.
It's so weird to me.
Yeah, Jokic is a big fan of him, too. He said he was watching him. And they're like, dude, Jokic never watches anything but horse racing.
Yeah.
For him to fucking be watching this dude, like, he literally is a fan of his. Like.
But it's so weird to me that all the college basketball in the past was like, you want to have your five, you know, shoot and, you know, hit threes and spread the court out and stuff like that. But like this year, we have three teams that have major posts.
Yeah,
you know, Klingon, you know, Edie and Burns.
Fucking Edie, dude.
It's just weird.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like you want to hate on Edie and then he drops 40 points.
He actually had a good. 20. He actually had a good game. Like
he
hit last week. He was
had three
hit
games this year. We had 40 points and 20 boards.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
are you fucking kidding me?
Can he translate that, though, to the NBA?
No. Oh,
no.
Absolutely not.
It's too slow.
Good college player, but...
You can't sit in the lane on defense for the whole goddamn game, you know?
That's where I'm worried. Purdue's got a lot of expectation.
No.
You're supposed to be here.
They finally made a Final Four. I feel like they haven't made one in...
And now you're going against a team that's hot, boy.
Yeah.
It's just the way... In basketball...
It's all
about momentum.
But would you say the NC State is the hottest team in the tournament?
outside of UConn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
UConn's winning the whole thing, convincingly.
Oh, I think UConn will beat Purdue by 10.
I think they beat every team that they got to play by 20 points. The next two games.
They're going to keep doing what I mean.
Like, it's just this. Because even Kleinian versus Edie, it's like, yeah, you cancel each other out, and then the other four starters for UConn are 10 times better than the other four starters for.
Well, they have no size at the guards for Purdue. Like, they got Braden Smith, he's 6'2". They got Lawyer, he's 6'3". And it's like, dude, like, UConn and Illinois, they have their smallest guy on the court 6'6".
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited for the games. Yeah. It's a big, exciting weekend.
It just sucks they're both on Saturday.
Yeah.
I wish there was like one Friday, one Saturday.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
But then I guess...
Yeah, but you have to do it because of time off.
It has to be equal. I was taking advantage of the team that...
Maybe we'll do a Monday night...
do the thing. Yeah,
we should. And watch and record.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch
the watch the game and record.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Live national championship Monday night. Watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be. Yeah,
it's Monday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, probably start at halftime. It'd be like around this time.
Get a pizza or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you owe me a pizza.
Yeah, I do.
From
what do I owe you for? Michigan?
Yeah.
Some Michigan, right?
Mm, yeah.
Oh, Michigan versus Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Michigan versus Texas.
Yeah.
But he also thought that Michigan was not, or Texas was not going to get in the Final Four.
I also think Texas is going to be really good next year.
Oh yeah.
Like I think Ewers, in my opinion, will be the front runner for the Heisman.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, dude. They're going to be really good. He's a good quarterback.
Right, but I just don't think...
Their team is going to go... They're going to go to the SEC.
He lost A.D. Mitchell and Worthy.
I know. I understand. It's Texas. You got another guy. There's another guy in the whims.
They got Archie Manning in their pocket, literally. Like.
I think Texas is going to be a really good team. I think they're going to come to the SEC and people are going to be like, fuck.
Which I don't...
It's just...
Because Alabama's going to be down. They're going to have a new coach, new scheme. Right. They're going to be down.
I don't know.
Not down. He's a good coach.
But why did
good
Archie
coach.
Stay? Why did he stay?
Who?
Archie Manning.
I don't know. Is Bronny James into the portal too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bronny James. He's going. Like, he should go to Ohio State.
Maybe.
Try to bring back. He would be a starter on
there
for sure.
That would be fun seeing him in the Big Ten for real.
It would be cool just because like his dad ever went. He's not. But he would start on there.
I think for him.
I think he could be a good college basketball player.
Yeah.
You know, like a four-year college basketball player.
He'll get enough NIL money.
I think he'll be pretty good. By the time it's all said and done, his senior year, he'll play all the years. He should.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I think it, that whole but thing of him playing with his dad, I don't think he should. They should even think about that.
No,
he
should.
Because the real baller is his younger brother.
Oh, Bryce?
That's the real one. Dude, he's like 6'6", and he's sophomore in high school, and he hasn't even really hit.
Goggles?
He hit his first growth spurt, hasn't even hit his real growth spurt, and you watch him play, and you're like, oh.
He's crazy.
You're better than all of them. You're better than the brother. You're bigger.
Isn't there one that's junior also? Like a third youngest, or is it just a two?
I think it's two and a girl. But... I don't know. Who knows where he'll go, dude? Could be Ohio State. Fuck, who knows? He could say fucking go to...
And I'm like, that'd be kind of cool. Like, I wouldn't, you know.
But he ain't from there.
No, they
never lived there. He maybe lived there when he was a kid when they were in Cleveland for a little while.
Yeah,
but
so he lived there.
Did LeBron live in Cleveland when they were doing it?
Yeah, when
he played there? Who knows?
And then when they were in L.A., he was already in high school doing, you know, at the other... That was Sierra Canyon, right? Is that what That's where? Is that in Cali?
That's in Cali.
Oh, okay, so... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just.
It's all fun. Who cares? It's fun. It's fun. Fuck it. Go somewhere cool.
People get mad about the transfer portal.
The
one that kind of did suck was the guy that transferred to Alabama. You saw that? That lemon? No, it was Caden Proctor. He was a tackle in Alabama last year. I think he was an All-American, and he wanted to go to Iowa because he's from Iowa. He wanted to go back home. Entered the transfer portal, transferred. And then he went to spring break with all his teammates, and they convinced him to stay. So then he pulled out of the thing, and people were like, dude, what the fuck? Like, we gave you a lot of NIL money. You can't get that back.
NIL
like,
money is like
you insane. Know, so it's like that's where it gets hard because it's like, well, people are actually investing money.
Yeah.
So it's tough for you to like back out.
Right.
Like it's, and that's why I get like the whole transfer portal, like, well, it's tough, but.
It should be, they'll place rules and regulations on shit like
Jay
that.
Jay Willis brought up a good point where he's like, what they would do is like, hey, here's that NIL money, but you have to agree for 2 years to stay to stay here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so
it'll turn into
you know,
that.
To help us out, just like, you know, because.
I'm not going to lie, though. There was a split second where I was like, I'd like to see John Shire in the Final Four. Just him? You know he's from around here, right?
No.
Shire?
I didn't know that.
You know, you didn't know John Shire was from, what, Glenbard South?
Yeah, whatever it is, yeah.
Really?
He was like my age and was like the best player in the fucking country, really. And went to Duke.
Yeah, went to Duke.
Really? Played 4 years at Duke.
He played in the 2017.
Yeah.
Right? Or 2018.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been right around there. And after he got that, he just stayed and went right on the coaching staff.
That's wild.
And he's only like 34 or 35, 36. I don't know,
I thought he was older, but yeah.
That's a good gig, though, you know?
Like, yeah. Hey, what?
I'm not going to the league.
It's a huge deal.
I'm not going to the league here. Like, let me
coach. I'll be Duke's fourth coach ever.
Right. Yeah. I'll be a blue blood coach.
Yeah, like. I'm cool with that. That's why it's like, I hate Duke. I fucking hate him, but it's like, but man, I fucking like John
Shire. Just because of him.
You're like, badass, because this is right here, and you're like,
he's a local kid, so yeah.
It's like, Selfish, or Self, Bill Self, retired.
Oh, did he?
Oh, wow, from Kansas?
Yeah, he retired. Oh,
shit. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's why I forcibly resigned. Like,
Well, people from Kansas were kind of like, hey, man, you should.
No, they had a bad luck.
People weren't just openly, admittedly, just fucking firing Bill Self.
No way, dude.
He's the most I think he's number one college coach paid. Like, his payroll is the highest.
Not a dime back. Isn't he the one who... I think we said that. They interviewed him one time and said, like, oh, do you feel bad about the money? They're like, not a dime back. Yeah. He's like, not a dime back.
I mean, Brad Underwood's in the top 10. I think he's like 8 now.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. They're going to get better, too.
Yeah, I just don't want him to leave.
The good thing, I don't think he's going to leave.
Like, if he...
Where's he going to go?
Kansas.
No, they'll get someone different.
I know, but like, dude.
They'll go after someone.
He's a good recruiter. He just needs to be a better... coach
in-game coach.
I think he's a good coach. Blood. He needs to be a better in-game
adjustments and actual coachman and stuff. That's what he needs to get better at.
Second half adjustments, you know, like
I don't know where who will go there.
I don't know.
Who's like a team that popped off this year?
That's gonna be a big name. Watch like fucking, you know, the Tennessee coach.
Someone, Rick Barnes. Yeah, someone could, yes.
Rick Barnes, maybe, like fucking.
Where's he from?
Oh, Greg McDermott. Tennessee. Greg McDermott from Creighton or something like that, where it's like they've been solid for so many years. Someone from the Big East like that.
Did you know he said some like racist stuff?
Who?
Did he?
He said some racist stuff.
Greg McDermott?
Yeah, Greg McDermott, like I think 2 years ago.
I like him too.
We need to play like we need to play and come together like a plantation. He said that to the team and shit. But he meant like, since most of the guys are black on his team, that they would understand, like, you know, like, we need
come together
as a plantation. Well, I guess a lot of the guys, God. You know...
Yeah, it's like, not the right word.
Shit, you know, like...
Not the right real estate term to use.
Yeah, for sure.
But, I mean, hey, it doesn't hurt him. He's still got his recruits. I mean, he's still, you know, good every year.
Yeah, it's still good. Someone, you know... What about someone like Nate Oates from Alabama?
Maybe.
What about the guy?
That dude was a math teacher like 7 years ago. That's cool.
What about that Gonzaga coach?
Yeah, like he's constantly taking them to the Sweet 16. Like
It'll be someone from not a major school. It'll be someone that they're like, you've helped the program get someone in there, and then it'll get fucking big.
Yeah, maybe like a big name from like a fridge, like Pac-12.
Yeah, you know, like, some of those schools are like you said, Gonzaga,
maybe
like
Bruce Pearl, you know, at Auburn, you know.
Yeah,
I hate that guy. Fucking hate that guy. He's the one who turned into Illinois like back in the day when they were really good for recruiting and shit. And everybody was like, fuck Bruce Pearl. Like,
What was that? Fort Wayne versus...
I don't know what the fuck is
that. What the fuck is that? What game was that?
Some men's basketball game played.
Oh, just right before the tournament? The last college game before...
Oh my god,
is that a high school gym?
Stephenville.
Wisdom
gym. Stephenville, Texas. Looks like Plano High School.
Yeah,
purple,
too. It is.
It almost is if they had like another like floor seats.
Like a little row right there?
Yeah.
The WAC.
That's a nice gym, though. For a high school, you know.
It's a college team. It's a college gym.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Four-way Mastodons.
Hey, it was a good game, though. Fuck it.
Tarleton State, Texas.
Yeah, good game.
They didn't even record the stats to the game.
No, they just,
They're like, fuck this
game. I wonder why that is. They're super random. I thought it was for a championship or something.
Was it a play-in?
No, this is like way before. It's just a random...
You like that Dalton Connect kid from Tennessee? That white
Dude. Baller.
He's good.
I bet on him and Edie to score 50 points combined in their game, and Edie has 40. Funny. So yeah, like, I was like, yeah, Hatsa had like 30. Yeah. I was like, all right, I'm good. Like, hell yeah, that's sweet.
I thought Tennessee was going to match up a little better against Purdue because they're a big team.
Yeah.
But they just got beat.
They just don't have really good defense. Like, that's the thing. Like, they were, but they were keeping up with them, like scoring points. Like,
yeah, they were.
Dalton Connect by himself just put the team on his back, scoring half of the points by himself.
He's a baller.
But it's everybody wants to complain on Purdue because it's like, oh, it's a free throw show. Like, oh, everybody's just fouling Edie, but like, this one's random. How the fuck do you guard him? Yeah. Like, that's the thing. Like,
and you want to foul him. He's a 70% free throw shooter.
Yeah.
He missed a couple at the end of the game that almost fucked him.
Right. But he still makes them. For a big, for a 7'4 guy, you know, like, if he's making 60%, like,
you got to.
You know, Dane Danger is 45%.
Yeah, he is bad.
Yeah,
I like the video of him taking the girl to the room.
Yeah,
winning on the court, winning off the court. Did you see him holding the fucking thing?
The can, yeah,
it was so tiny. Fuck,
he was just like, somebody was like, "Oh, she's about to get eaty'd or something."
Yeah,
I'm like, what?
She's trying to slide in before he fucking goes pro.
This was a hell of a game.
Like, I just be like, that was just so weird too, to also be like, oh man, I'm like, to record him too is also a weirdo movie.
Nah, hell no, that's awesome.
You don't think so?
No, it's hilarious.
It is hilarious
because you're like, look at this dumb bitch going in there. Like, there's only,
she was fucking look bad.
Yeah, there's only, okay. First of all, he's one of the ugliest human beings on earth. There's absolutely no way that dude has a nice dick. Okay, let's be real.
Yeah,
like, that's not happening. That dude's ugly as fuck. It's probably huge. It's like this. Smart bottle of water, dude. Hanging.
He's like a hammerhead.
I would hope so.
His probably looks like a hammerhead.
Yeah, too. That's what I mean. Yeah, he's got two holes in it. That's what I'm saying. So it's hilarious because everyone's like, this motherfucker is so ugly.
Yeah.
And look at the chick he's fucking bringing into the room. Where you're like, what in the fuck? So I would laugh.
That looked like it was in a basement, too, because he was that fucking tall, dude. He was like bending down.
And people were like, oh, she's a freshman, and blah, blah. She's a freshman. Like, a freshman in college? Like,
yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't really matter anymore, bud.
You guys are idiots.
He's, what, 22? Like, if anything? Like,
none of that matters when you go to college.
Yeah.
But it's just funny because it is such a, it's such a he got game kind of moment, you know?
This guy. Oh, he got blocked right here. He got shit blocked.
And Edie's not like a big guy that's a wimpy small guy. He's just almost too big.
Yeah, he's just,
he's a good team player too.
Yeah, he's a good player. Like, he's a good
this
player.
This game has showed like him. He was,
well, their whole offense is ranked.
It is. Yeah.
Him. Like, what are they gonna do next year? Like, are they just gonna do 5 out? Like,
yeah, they're gonna suck.
Yeah,
they're gonna be back to where they were.
They're gonna change everything how it was. Like, probably how you.
Well, they're gonna be without Edie, and they're just gonna have small guards.
That's
like,
how. They're just gonna try to
no.
Yeah, that's how they always got beat every year. They just would play small guard ball all the time. But just start to shoot, and they would choke it.
Not a lot of guys can back down Klingon, and I think this guy might be the only person that can do it.
Edie?
Yeah.
But what about vice versa?
I don't think he can. I don't think Klingon can score.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like I was saying, what if that cancels each other out? That's the problem with Purdue.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
You cancel that. Cool. You cancel those two big guys out. Now we can do it.
Even give them that matchup.
Go ahead.
And UConn still would have like four to one.
Yeah.
Like,
let somebody else beat you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. And that's what, if I'm a fucking college coach right now, I'm getting my second and third string center ready to play against Purdue, and I'm saying, I don't give a fuck if you foul out in 5 minutes.
Right.
Make that dude miserable.
Yeah.
Make his life hell.
Hack
the fuck out of him, dude. I want
chop
him,
that tree down.
I want him to have scars.
I want him to have welts where he can't even pick his arms up because he's getting just fucking, fuck it. What are you going to do? Yeah. It's the last game of the year. It's the only hope you got. It's not illegal.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, my dad would always tell us when we were playing games like that, like, look, this guy's good. You have to foul him.
Yeah.
You have to make him second guess getting the ball down low. Unless he gets mad and just fucking steamrolls you over.
Yeah.
But if he's thinking about it, then fuck it.
Right.
Beat him up.
Yeah.
Pick at him.
Make him.
That's where Klingon might be able to fucking, because that's the game. Unless NC State just somehow beats Purdue.
I hope they love do. It.
I hope they do. I really do. I really
imagine
really
DJ hope Burns just swim moving and fucking rip moving on him. It's funny how it could he says happen. That because they asked him like, man, like, how do you move? They're like, well, I'm a bigger guy, so I had to use what the D linemen use because it's just like
right.
That's how I knew it because like they use their body and arm.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's fucking
you
smart.
You think that's like, true about the like the NFL talking?
Some GMs have said that yeah. They're interested in them. Yeah.
Really? Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
There was a guy from George Mason when they had that run in 2008.
Uh-huh, the big dude.
They got. He got drafted as a tight end. I think then he switched to tackle. Think about it, dude. He's a light. He's a big guy who had to, like who can move. Like oh, that's a
he's
guard
like
to
a
tackle.
Zach, like, he looks like Zach.
Think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he needs to get drafted by Memphis.
He's 6'8", 300 pounds.
I know.
That's exactly what you want out of a tackle.
He's literally.
But,
like,
but he's in shape. Like
but
like
he's
angel.
A good basketball player. That's
yeah,
like, play
like
basketball.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
But you need to play basketball. Like,
see, and I thought this dude was going to play better against him.
Yeah, I thought
I
too.
Thought they were going to use their
James
size all around and James? Fucking beat up Edie, but they just couldn't handle it.
Tennessee is aggressive.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Tennessee is like, they'll get after you. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's an
act,
dude.
Right dude
yeah, yeah that dude will be the number one pick if he stays around next year.
I think
no,
he'll
go to
I think he's going this year.
Yeah, I know. That's what yeah. I mean. He could be.
He
but
he got
risk, though.
He got transfer of the year. For sure. And
where did he go from? Where was he at? Smaller school, right?
Kennedy was that Kennedy. Fucking like, yeah look it up because I don't know if he was either at like a fringe D1 or an NAI
Northern Colorado and JUCO school
yeah
wow
yeah.
Baller dude
baller
was he the SEC player of the year
oh. Yeah he was all American
awesome. I love when the people do that
yeah.
It's like the dude from Alabama.
I don't think he was
who?
Better. I don't think he was
for the
better.
The coach, or what do you mean?
No, the player.
Well,
no.
You, you hear about the coach, how Nate Oates, who was just a math teacher 7 years ago?
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
And
oh,
then
yeah.
Now he's like a final, like, or yeah, he's like a final four appearance. Like, that's cool. Like, that
fucking
makes me like,
bastards.
Fuck out. I don't want them to, you can't be good at basketball and football. You have to pick one.
Yeah.
So it's
right.
Like, I don't, but, like,
I just
props to them. Props to Nate Oates. Like, that's cool.
I just don't want fucking UConn to win it for girls and guys. Dude.
That could be crazy.
I don't think. I think really Iowa's good. Winning. I think Iowa's going to win it. Just
that Paige.
I was playing, yeah, Paige Buchers.
Yeah.
I was playing UConn. Is that who they played?
Yeah.
Or no? Or is UConn playing? No, UConn's playing South Carolina, right?
Yeah. It's going to be South Carolina versus Iowa.
No, I think UConn will be.
And who's Iowa playing?
South Carolina hasn't lost a game this
I know,
year.
But UConn's good.
I just think it's that fucking girls' year.
Clark.
Do you think the girls' year has been better than the girls' tournament better than the guys?
I'm fucking gonna put this out there right now, and I don't give a fuck what anyone says. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what anyone says. There is absolutely no fucking way I'm watching a girls' college basketball game over a boys' college basketball game. Oh,
yeah.
Ever.
No, yeah.
I don't give a fuck if it's on and fucking... The president's at that fucking game.
Angel Reese or
she's not even that good. If you were average 15 and 12 and you're fucking the best player in your whole division,
well, I mean that's just what they score though. Like
I know, but the, okay, know. And I don't want to see that.
Did yeah, no, I agree. She had like 20 and 15 or 20 and 12 or something. Like
yeah, I think she had like.
I think
she
it was
had
20.
Like 20 boards or some shit. Like,
she should. She's the second tallest person on the court at all times,
right.
If not the tallest.
Yeah. I didn't know fucking Caitlin Clark's only like 5'6".
Yeah,
she's only like 5'7", 5'6".
Yeah,
I'm looking at her like, oh, this.
Yeah, you're like
5'11".
The taller than
she's
most
electric.
Girls.
Like I'll say, like she is like her highlights and stuff. Like she's fucking a badass.
Oh,
yeah,
Clark,
she can
she
shoot.
Like, yeah,
sure.
She'll
it's
be the
cool.
One pick.
It's
but like to sit down and watch it. Like, nah, I mean,
I can't
do that.
No. When they said, "Oh, there's more eyes on the girls tournament this year than the boys," I'm like, then
I
you guys.
Just, I think it's just people just. It's because it's so obvious that it's UConn this year that it's just like the girls is just like
yeah
they have four superstars like all their superstars are in the finals now which is like but that's just I think it's the same that's what makes this year so good because if Purdue and UConn play each other in the championship I feel like I haven't seen in years that like the actual two top teams play each other in the
yeah.
final because there's always upsets and always stuff so it's I think it's it'd be badass
and you got two teams that shouldn't
UConn
be in there
Purdue yeah and that too
the
so
girls
kind of
it's
out.
The four teams that should
sure.
be there
yeah
look how does he.
I just don't, I just, I can't, I'm fucking, don't care if anyone calls me sexist or anything, I can't fucking get behind it.
You
I can't.
That.
It's not that good. Cool, you're shooting
well,
wide
like,
open threes.
Well, I think.
That what, game was good, though.
What, to make it funner, or to make it more fun for the girls or whatever, make the hoop down to 9.
No, I'm fine with it.
No, put the hoop down tonight and listen, let him dunk.
I think that would make it more fun. I'm fine with where it's at. It's good that the girls' game is getting better and people are watching it more. Sure, but for me as a fucking sports connoisseur, there's absolutely I'll watch the UFL game before I'm watching fucking
a girls' college UFL game. It came back this week.
Yeah, I know. I played good. Watch it. Yeah,
the guy hit a 64-yarder.
Yeah, it hasn't fucking kicked the ball since high school.
That's crazy.
That's awesome. He'll be in the pros. This is what that shit's supposed to be.
There's a kid that was like a YouTuber, like destroying.
He played in a game and they won.
And in college, I think they didn't allow him to do it, like do his YouTube and that. So he's like, well, fuck, I just do YouTube. And now, yeah, he's doing that, which, hey, good for him. Fuck it.
It's a great avenue. NFL's never had, the football's never had an avenue like that. The CFL and all that shit, that was never to get back into the pros. No. This is like real deal for people, and they take it serious.
Yeah.
People are giving fucking. Do you see people giving Kenny Smith a bunch of shit now too? Because he said that.
I seen that.
that Sabrina girl should have shot from the women's line. Yeah, she should have.
Yeah.
No, but shit, you lost. You shot with a bigger ball and shot from a men's thing. You're a girl.
Yeah. You're not used to it.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
She didn't get blown out. She was close. Like I think that's a win in itself. Like you were at least close to Steph Curry.
But even if she was, yeah, exactly. But even if she did shoot from the girls and shoot with three, you still ain't gonna win. I'm sorry. It's just we have to be realists. We can't just fucking be like, yeah, dude. Women's sports is on par with men's. Physically, it fucking can't.
No, just eyes in the sense of that game drew like 12.3 million.
Yeah, I know. But I get that.
Drew 15, like million, so it's just like it's still more.
Yeah, when she says more people are watching the fucking girl. No, they're not. Are more people watching that ever game before?
Than some, yes. Yeah, for sure. Thing. It's cool. Great. I'm all for like, hey, get your spotlight. Yeah, you know.
But you watch the game and you're like,
yeah, like that. Who was that girl that got tortured from LSU? The Haley Van Lith or whatever.
Yeah,
it was like just like her. Like, come on.
You have a couple good players. Like South Carolina is a complete team.
Yeah.
You take Caitlin Clark out of Iowa, they're trash. She's scoring. Angel Reese, pretty good. Their team's pretty good. I think South Carolina is it's going to be South Carolina versus Iowa. The script is for Caitlin Clark to win it this year because she lost last year and like all that. Like, I get it. It's cool. But yeah. I don't know. Cool. You shoot a shitload of threes. Of course you won't. You've been at Iowa for 4 years.
Right.
You should have all of that if you're a good. Like, yes, she's I get it.
Iowa. Has it been 4 years?
Yeah. Oh, she's a fourth year player.
She has to be a score that many points. Because Steph was there for four years. And he was.
She scored more fucking points than Pete Maravich.
Yeah.
And I'm cool. I'm glad she did. That's awesome. I'm glad. But it's like.
I think
basketball back then when he was playing was way different. Yeah. They weren't chucking up threes like it is now. This girl shoots a three every other shot.
I don't even know if they had a three.
Like 9 threes a game. I
think it's not an easy feat to do. I'm not discrediting how good she is and how much better women's basketball is, but don't tell me it's as good as the tournament's been really good this year.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Really fucking
these women games are going to be good, though.
Yeah, like, they should be. They're the best
games. I get why people are overhyping them, saying they're going to be just as good. But, no, I think they're going to be good in it, but in its own separate way. Its own separate...
Yeah. Yeah.
In its own separate bubble over there.
Yeah. Right?
I think the Iowa-LSU game will have a lot more ratings than the next games.
Because there was history. Yeah, these teams are going to be like, oh, what happened?
I mean, of course, the national championship will probably have as much views. Probably
if Caitlin Clark's not in it, they won't.
Yeah, that's what they
think. She is a money getter. Like, she's going to...
Yeah, she attracts media.
But what is she going to do into the WNBA? You know what I mean? Like,
well, she's going to go first-round pick to that Indiana team.
I get that, but girls' college basketball has been bigger than WNBA. Yeah. You kind of go to the WNBA and everyone's like, okay.
Yeah, I can't name five teams in the WNBA. I can't name them.
No, the Chicago Sky?
Yeah, that's the only one I can
name. Liberty?
Liberty?
In the draft Aces. Words, I guess Angel Reese is supposed to go to the Sky. In the draft words. I don't really fucking care because I don't know anybody on the Sky.
Yeah.
I just heard people say that the Sky are also badly run. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, but didn't they win like a championship?
They did, but like they had that team. They just like let it fall apart. Okay. Kind of like, yeah.
They're like, yeah, that was a fluke.
Yeah. They did win it, though, like 2 years ago.
I mean, dude, we're right in this game. Really? We're right in this
game. Oh, yeah, you were in the game all the way to halftime. And then it just is like, meh, no adjustments. We're just going to beat you now.
That was an awful. Like, number 20 right there. Number 20, he's a sophomore. He was negative 27. Negative 27 in the game. Every time he was in the game, he played 8 minutes, and they continued to have go on a 16-0 run. Yeah. He was in the game.
Like there, right there's your problem right there. Look at where all of Illinois is at.
Around the line?
Yeah. You got no rebounding. And that ain't going to work. Because Klingon's just was just too big. Yeah. Yeah, they had them where they wanted them.
They were close. First half, that was it.
Right here. No, don't shoot that shit. That's a good bucket. Here we go. It's a 2-point game. You know, I'm feeling good. I'm not feeling great, but I'm like, dude.
It's winnable.
I'm like, we'll take that in this match all day.
Yeah.
Then they have help, and then we have a guy drive, then we got to hit this three. Yeah. We have to have a better pass.
Dumb shot.
Right.
You don't need that three.
Right, but if we're going to shoot that, you can't catch it off the dribble from your shin bones.
I feel like the analytics of the three is eventually going to dwindle away again. It has
down in college for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's gonna have that weird flux. And even the NBA is changing a little bit now with all the fouls and shit.
Like the defense is being played differently and stuff. Yeah. So it just makes the offense a little bit different. Like, it's all about, like, quick baskets, like, just finding quick points.
When he scored, it's like, he scores the easiest I've ever seen people score.
This dude played like shit. Goody?
Goody.
He played like shit in the second half.
Yeah. We gotta get that board.
Yeah. They had bad rebounding.
That's the board. That's what I thought. I was like, that's the fucking key right there. It's a tie game.
Need a rebound.
We've been down the whole game, and we just fucking didn't get a board. They got a three off of it. And then it was just fucked.
They just couldn't make anything.
I think it was 51-23.
Yeah.
Literally a 30-0 run.
Yeah.
And I watched the entire thing, like, just like this.
I know. What the fuck's happening?
I didn't even fucking say a word. I was just looking at my dad like this.
I just messaged you. What did I message you? Ugly. Because it was right after my loss, and I'm like, gee, and that was heartbreaking.
You're like a double-edged sword, yeah.
Yeah, because then I'm like, all right, we got the U of I game.
You want to share your misery with somebody.
Like, no, I was like, all right, North Carolina fucking blew it.
Illinois,
we got a chance, baby. They're playing good. I'm on that bandwagon. Let's go. They're playing good. And then I was like, okay, first half.
They fucking text me. I knew it right away. Too. They text me, you're like, this motherfucker is watching the game. Like,
fuck. And then it just got, and then it was like, 7 minutes into the second half, and they didn't score.
Yeah, like, because I'm thinking at halftime, like, we're in this game. Yeah. We just got to make this adjustment, and we're fine.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to be, or they're probably going to be hitting shots in the second half, but they're not going
to. You shoot that. You get to the free throw line, and you shoot that shot. Right.
But we couldn't. He was scared because he got fucking blocked 4 times by Klingon.
Yeah. And then they're just like, nah, we know what to do.
Yeah, and that goes in. Like, are you?
Yeah, they got the rules. Like, yeah, it's. See ya. They're running too, dude. UConn runs. Look at all the passes.
Go back to that play. Go back to the play. Look how fucking fast Aaron Channing goes. Go back a little bit more.
Yeah.
Look how fucking fast Aaron Channing goes down the floor. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. From the backside corner.
Yeah. Like, he could.
Yeah, he's a baller, dude, but.
He is good.
He just got. I think he got overwhelmed.
I think the lights were too big.
Yeah. UConn knew what to do. They just did.
I think Illinois knew what they wanted to do, but once they had a counter punch to it, they were like,
then you're fouling on that dome.
Yeah, that was, yeah, as you know, it was just, it was frustration at that point.
Yeah, Terrence Chan wanted a fucking tear his ACL. It's like, fuck this guy.
Fuck this fucking white
and
dude.
I think he literally stayed on there so he didn't get hurt. Yeah. Which is smart by that guy.
Yeah. It's just bad matchup.
Oh, I remember this.
I mean, it's the
are
best team.
Yeah. Like, bad matchup. You're going against a team that's good.
It was
good.
53-23. I forgot. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I mean, dude, yeah, you're 7.5 minutes into the game, and you finally score a bucket.
It was.
If you're the coach, why are you not just being like, "All right, dude, I'm taking every single one of my starters out. And I'm putting in guys that...
Well, did you see what Brad said at halftime?
What?
He's like, oh, if Klingon blocks 100, he blocks 100.
Yeah.
We're going to continue to go at him. That's work. The fucking worst thing you can say ever as a coach. We're doing the same thing wrong. What is that?
Again.
The definition of insanity. Yeah. We're doing the same thing wrong, but over like, fuck it, we're going to keep doing it and think we're going to win. No.
I know.
You guys are too good, man.
Yeah, no, so he's not a good...
Fuck that guy.
Needs to make better adjustments.
He's a transfer from Rutgers last year.
Yeah, that dude, 12.
Cam Spencer, he wasn't even fucking good.
Good give and go. I love the give and go.
Classic.
One of the best, just...
I'll see you back door.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you got a good passing center that can just dump it off like that... too late!
No.
Damn.
Scored 10 points in fucking 12 minutes of the second half. Of an elite eight game, like not gonna happen.
We scored 0 points in 50 minutes of real time because of
halftime.
Going into halftime.
So I had to watch it for almost an hour of them just not scoring. That.
Yeah, yes,
that's insane.
That's exactly what happened.
That's not what I wanted my elite eight to be, but you know, what can you do? Like I said, we had the easiest route to go to the Sweet 16. We had the hardest route to go to the Final Four.
Yeah.
You know, Iowa State, UConn, we had to play the number one fucking defense, and then the number
one
offense.
Yeah, but you played good against Iowa State. It really wasn't even...
But it's just like, it goes over with scheme. Like,
I'm
preparing for the best defense in the league, but now I'm preparing for the best offense in the league. You know what I mean? It's kind of different, but, I mean, good teams find a way to prevail, so... That's a hell of a pass. He's a freshman.
35?
Yeah.
I mean, we have to see how they do next year.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
He's just too small out there. He's a four, you know. He's a 6'9", kind of bigger guy.
Yeah.
He's a four. He's not going to... But I guess we're trying to get this A.J. Store kid.
Where's
that
he from?
That kid from Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. That dude's a baller.
He's a Rockford kid.
Really?
He already committed to Illinois. And then something happened where I guess he was taking other visits while he took the visit to Illinois, and Brad was basically like, get fucked.
Yeah.
If you're going to take other visits, we already offered you, like, we don't want you or whatever. He went to St. John's and transferred to Wisconsin. He averaged 17 points a game last year.
He's a good player.
And he's an athletic beast.
Yeah,
he's like 6'7", 215.
Yeah.
He's a good player. He jumps out of the gym.
That would be a good transfer if they get him.
But yeah, he's from, he went to Kankakee High School.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And we were looking to get him, and then there's this other guy that was best friends with him and teammates of him. He's from Bowling Green. He was the eighth leading scorer in the nation this year. He averaged like 21.4
points. He wants to transfer?
He's best friends with AJ Store, and they're thinking about coming together.
Oof.
To Illinois.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah, you won the Big Ten.
We're going to rebuild. And
yeah, be fine. He's got beat by a better team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy's fucking dick. That dude's crazy, man.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
I like him.
Remember when he fucking was like trying to beat the shit out of that Creighton guy?
Yeah.
The fan?
He's like, come down here. He's like, yeah, fuck it, come down here then. And it's like, the guy's like, oh, shit. He's like, come down here then. You want to fight? Fuck it. And the guy's just like.
I feel like he has small man syndrome, dude. Like, he's just a smaller guy.
No,
just,
he don't give a fuck. He's just intense. He's funny. He just drinks like mushroom tea and shit.
Really?
It looks like piss. So everyone's just like, "You're drinking piss out there." He's like,
"I think it's all his voice." Because
he just has like a mushroom. Like, he's like, "I don't drink coffee. I just drink mushroom tea."
I just drink
tea.
Plant
like
water and shit. Yeah.
Sticking shrooms.
Sticking shrooms.
Oh man.
Yeah.
But you know, it's. I still think UConn. I still think it's gonna be a UConn Purdue matchup. As much as I want to see NC State, you know, in there, but I just think Purdue's just too good in the post.
Yeah,
yeah, they are.
They're just too good in the paint. They're a Big Ten team. You know, I'm always gonna pick a Big Ten team.
I said it at the beginning of the tournament. NC State's hot. You win the ACC, which was clearly the best team in. Basketball last year, like the best conference. They had a lot of good teams. It's hard.
It's
hard to beat a team that's rolling with nothing to lose.
North Carolina, or they beat Virginia, Duke, and North Carolina.
Yeah, and then they beat.
I forget who they played in the championship.
Who'd they just beat? Duke.
they played them three times out of like their last 10 games and beat them.
Yeah. I mean, no, I mean, they did get hot second half.
All you need
second is going half of the season, that's all it is, and then took it in. Then the Nets eliminated from playing. Then the Bulls are still eligible for the play-in.
I know. I don't even give a fuck about
that. I haven't care. I haven't put any energy or time into them. I'm not gonna I'm not gonna put it into the White Sox for sure.
I can't lie. Wembe's good, dude.
He's so good.
He's so wily.
Remember this motherfucker? I'm like, dude, he's gonna be fucking good.
God damn, dude.
You just wanted to hate on hype.
I wanted to hate on hype because it's like, you can't be that good. And you're like, my motherfucker's good. And now all the pros are like, yeah, dude. I'm like, he could be the best player we've all ever seen. And easily, it's like, yeah. No way. You know what I'm saying? Like, even you've seen a lot. With
pros, or, yeah, like,
I mean, even, pros even to say he's better, he could be better than LeBron, and you're like, no way. And then you start seeing your stats, and he's like, fuck.
Yeah.
He might be. If he stays healthy. And he's 21 years old.
20, like, 8 or 10 blocks. Like, just
yeah.
Crazy fucking.
Someone said.
Like, it's like 2K stats. It's yeah. Essentially like when you play 2K and you have it on easy settings.
He could be the first person that averages a quadruple double.
Yeah,
that might be possible.
There's only been like a handful of them ever done. Like,
yeah,
just in general,
that like, they might call that when you do that the Wembe.
The Wembe.
Like the Diddy. Have you heard that?
No, Diddy, like no homo
or no, you know, no gay.
Oh my god,
say no Diddy.
He's the weirdest dude.
Yeah,
I love all this weird shit. Like,
well, you love. Wait, what do you mean?
No, like if you are in the spotlight like that and you've been doing weird shit for that long, like. What, you think you're not going to get busted?
Oh, yeah. Just like,
it's happened to every single person.
Right.
Anyone that's been a creep, they get you.
It may happen.
Looking weirdo, dude.
It is a weirdo. But Wemby is just something else. Calling it the Wemby and get quadruple-double, I mean...
Dude, he's close like every 19 game.
19 years old. He's only, like, you should think he's going to get better.
He's only 19?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Or 20, I think.
He's only going to get better.
Yeah, he's fucking 18.
He's like four blocks away from a quadruple double and four assists away, which is even crazier because they're so bad. Think if he had a Javonte Murray.
Javonte, yeah.
If he would have stayed there, what an idiot.
Well, I mean, they just trade. You know,
should have stayed there, dude. Would have been perfect one two punch. No, he got traded to the fucking Hawks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was on there. Because they're just bad. Like, the San Antonio just doesn't have anybody down there.
No. I wonder what pick. I mean, they're going to get a top pick this year. Who knows? Like, they could get someone from overseas. Man. I think, isn't that who the top prospects?
They need a guard.
Yeah.
That's what they need.
France, like this, you got a nine head.
He said, "Yeah."
Another French player? Oh, okay. Yeah, he's going there.
Reed Shepard. from Perth, Alex Sarr.
From Perth,
yeah,
Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Right there,
6'10", on forward. 18.
Another Frenchman?
Oh, he's French. I mean, yeah, they won't get him.
Oh, Dillingham, yeah.
I mean, they need a guard. Yeah, he's ball handling.
It's so wild how, like, overseas players are just becoming.
Yeah, like hot commodities. Too.
Oh, well, yeah, dude, it's smart.
So, like, I don't get it. Like, this guy has already. He's signed to a G League?
Yeah.
Isn't that under an NBA team?
Yeah.
So so that NBA team, like, they can't...
They do open they can't tryouts. Keep them,
yeah.
But they can't just say, hey, we're keeping them?
Essentially? No. It's kind of like minor leagues in a sense.
Okay.
Yeah, once you get called, you got
yeah. But they do open tryouts for those.
Yeah, it's like a showcase.
Yeah.
He's good, though.
I don't get that guy.
Cody?
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, but he wasn't really didn't even.
I think more people are more hyped on him for his ability to do the things he does. Like,
yeah, haven't we learned our lesson with some of those guys?
Was
Patrick
like,
Williams?
It's the same. I heard that he's like a Pat Williams, where it's like he's a project,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. He was that guy that he's like 6'8" and he can kind of do everything on the court. Yeah,
I know.
And you know, NBA
between ugly ass dreads and shit, yeah. Or cornrows.
Yeah, he looks like a cornrow.
Weird dude.
Weird
Jacoby
Walter.
Jacoby Walter, he's all right. Donovan Klingon. Wait, go up. Was that the first person from UConn?
Yeah.
Because they said that other guy from UConn.
God damn, a bunch of French motherfuckers, dude.
I mean, they're starting to play a lot of fucking crazy basketball over there now.
Yeah, that's like a flip.
Yeah, no, he's gonna go down, dude.
Though. Where's Castle, though? They said he could be a lottery pick.
Don't connect.
Huh. Fuck, though.
I mean, he's big, dude, so it's like...
Yeah
there he is. There he is. Castle. He was the worst person on the. He was the worst starter on. He's the worst starter on UConn. He's gonna be a fucking top 15 pick. Kevin McCullers before fucking Terrence? Are you fucking shitting me?
Well, has Shannon even declared yet?
Came.
Yeah.
He did?
But, you know, the whole thing with his, you know, May trial.
What happened?
The rape allegation.
Oh, yeah.
They got pushed till May. But, like, last time I looked at... I don't even think it was ESPN, but last time I looked, it said 12 for Terrence Shannon.
He's not even on there.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which is nuts, dude. He was the second leading scorer in the NCC. Or the NCAA. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He shot 38% from three, like, 56% from the floor, and was the second leading scorer in the NCAA, and you're telling me he's not a first-round draft pick?
We got beat Shepard.
He averaged 4 more points than Io.
Yeah.
4 more points he averaged.
Yeah.
Io was only like a 19.6 a game score.
Oh, and they got this top pick too, Spurs. Not bad.
Is he a big?
No, he's a guard. Point guard. 6'18 Serbian. Pro
six
comp.
6'6.
Goran Dragic.
6'6 point guard.
Yeah, can't beat that.
Fuck Flip House.
Yeah, he's a punk.
I think that guy from fucking...
Wait, go up. 7-footer to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Another one.
No way.
Yeah, why not? Load them up, fuck it. They're going to be good, dude.
Pro comparison, Brook Lopez. I like when they do that pro comparison shit. It's like, really? Brandon Podzinski, huh?
Yeah, great. Another small shooting guard. Wonderful. Really works out well when we draft those guys.
Well, and Brandon Podzinski's a white guy.
Great. Woo.
Dalton Connect. Are you fucking
to Miami?
If Dalton Connect goes to Miami, like, I'll fucking kill him.
I'd be mad as hell.
You can fucking Jaime Hawkins get the best fucking.
Yeah, we talked about him last year. I said the Bulls should have took Hawkins Jr.
Yeah, that's who they say is pro comparison.
Kelly Oubre.
I think that's bullshit.
I think it's fucking.
Weak. I'm telling you, that dude reminds me of James Harden.
But they don't like to put him anywhere, like,
yeah,
they can't give him anyone high.
He
like,
does not
never...
James Harden. The way he plays defense? Oh, fuck.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about strictly offense.
Okay.
Gets to the line, decent three-point shooter, good free throw
Wally
shooter.
Sherbiak.
Takes to the hole, draws fouls. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah. I don't think
Harden in his prime.
I don't think Harden can dunk like him or fucking have
No, that's what I mean, but that's, in my opinion, that's your comparison. Like, you shoot 20 free throws a game.
If the Bulls drafted
a
fucking Kyle Filipowski,
I'd be so mad.
I'd be
I like that.
Yeah, like a Paul George kind of guy. That's not, you know, he's not a great 3-point shooter, but he can shoot threes.
People are saying that Paul George is the what every player going into college should base their game off of.
Oh yeah,
Paul George.
Yeah, and I was like,
he's a great 1-2 player.
Yeah, because they're like, that dude's a great defender.
Oh, yeah, he's a great 1-2 player. He's a great offensive player. He's a great screener. He's a great defender.
Where'd
he go to college?
He's big.
Fresno State.
He's a big guy. He's 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to Fresno State.
Yeah, he was a... Remember with him and Roy Hibbert, man? They were going off. They were going off, him and Roy Hibbert.
They
would just lose to the Heat. It's like they would have won. They would have won to the finals every year if the Heat weren't in the way.
Yeah, that was a good Pacers team.
Yeah,
a really good Pacers team.
Yeah, that other kid too. I think they had. They had Lance Stephenson for a little bit.
Yeah, they had Lance Stevenson, but they had a guard.
George Hill.
It was.
Yeah. I think it was George.
Maybe Hill, it was right? George Hill. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I think it was.
Playing point.
Yeah.
Well, you want to talk about Mania, or you want
to? Oh yeah, Mania.
You want to wait? Maybe do a full recap.
I mean, we could do it on Monday too. I mean, if we wanted a championship game, we could talk about it
after it happened. Immediately after.
Should we give our just? Let's just look through the card real quick.
Let's just do one topic. It's all we need to talk about.
Who's
coming out with the strap? Are they going to take it off Reigns so they can set up Reigns versus Rock for next year's Mania? Because that's like the big thing right now.
You like Reigns?
You have to, dude. He's the best wrestler in the world right now.
Really?
Dude, there's nobody that can do what he's doing right now. In my opinion.
Who do you think's the best wrestler of all time?
Oh.
The Undertaker?
There's different layers of that. Like, in-ring wrestler, all-around wrestler, like, microphone wrestler.
Most entertaining. I think the most entertaining is fucking Shawn Michaels.
Well, he was the best in-ring wrestler of all time.
Yeah, he's entertaining, though.
Yeah.
Get off my shoes.
What do you think?
I think it's going to be...
Does Cody?
I think it's going to be Cody.
Do they have to do it? Has WWE backed themselves into a corner?
They almost have kind of backed themselves where I feel like...
But what does it do?
Right.
Just transfer it to Cody.
It's so weird to me, though, because I'm, like, so torn. Because I want that. I
want to like, The Rock coming back and him trolling Cody's fans makes me want to be like, yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah,
like,
dude. Yeah, I was listening.
Like, I like it. Like,
Rey Mysterio's back in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
That's going to be a good match.
That's going to be a really good match.
Still got a mask on and everything?
Yeah. His son. He's wrestling his son. Dirty Dominic Mysterio. Dom. He's really good. And he's good.
I remember him when he was a kid.
Yeah, he's good now, dude. He's legitimately...
Him and Ray... Or dude. Ray and fucking Eddie Guerrero.
Dude.
Not for his... Yeah, his right.
He's legitimately a good wrestler. He is. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, dude. He's very good.
I think you were right there with New Catch Republic.
He looks exactly the same, too.
And I don't think we picked 8 times on under. I think we picked...
No, we didn't.
Yeah, who are they playing?
I
think they did back themselves into a corner. I think they were gonna do Cody.
But okay.
I think Seth comes out with the championship though.
Against McIntyre?
Look, it's weird. I feel like that's just me going one on one.
I don't think so.
But I mean, yeah, reshuffle everything.
Because think about it though. If Cody wins, then who's Cody fight next?
You don't have him go against Reigns.
No, but you know who it would be?
I think Rollins.
Or Orton.
Or Orton.
He could be someone to do a long, not long, but like a 3-4 month program with, like going back and forth. They have history. I feel like it always is Orton. Like, Orton's a good first guy to be like, it's because he's a measuring stick.
But Orton and McIntyre have been talking shit to each other. So that could go.
But I'm saying Orton's also good. Yeah. I feel like he's always
solid. I just feel like, what are you going to do? You've put the title, like...
Yeah, you built it up a lot.
It's the first time that we've been on here where you're like, this is the biggest wrestling title in the world. Like, there's no one right now that is more important to wrestling than this storyline, than Roman Reigns.
New Japan... started flip-flopping their title too much.
Yeah.
Because they used to be like that. It was a thing where
Okada had it forever.
Years. Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, it makes sense.
It does, and we used to be, like, weird about it because it never made sense. But now it's like, but what are you going to do after with it?
Like, no one can beat him. It's like, well, yeah, he's fucking that good. Like, he's the man. Like, Reigns is the man. He has, and also he has his bloodline with him, too, that, like, it's his protection, essentially, right? Like, it's his muscle. They're going to be able to help him out. Like, and they have so many times. They bail him out all the time.
Right.
Just
the pride.
Does
Lashley's back in there?
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
Looking
what the fuck?
But that's going to be a good match. I like that Philly Street Fight match.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. This is final. But I'm just saying, Final Testament too.
This is a great group.
Bobby Lashley broke his spine, and I thought he'd never play.
Listen.
No.
If Cody wins, what do you do with that title? Does he hold it for a long time?
Yeah, I think he would have to.
Why?
He has
to. But what does that do for it, though?
Well, what do you want it to do? You want him to
lose? I don't. I want him to lose. I think he should lose.
Yeah. He would hold it for a year, maybe a little bit old,
but
no more.
Is that just a, like, meh?
No, I think he does have a lot, like, he's a very popular big name in wrestling,
too. I get it.
He's a big draw.
Oh, I get it.
That's why I get, like, he's not Reigns, which I get your argument that he's not Reigns.
But is it too obvious?
It is, but
it's been such a kick-ass storyline. It's been such a chase, scratch and claw. You tear your pec. You get beat up by Rollins. You still can't do it. You win fucking Royal Rumble twice. No one's done it since Stone Cold. Like, you're trying. You're trying. We're giving you every angle. We're doing it all.
They also have a lot of black cloud hanging over them too. That I could see them kind of pressuring them into being like, we give the fans what they want. Like, you kind of have to.
I know, but is it too obvious?
It is.
Where the story's been so good.
It is obvious. Like, it can be, but I think that's also part of it. That, like,
Cody won. Now what?
See, he hold, give him a little run for, you know, he can go through Orton, the McIntyre, you know.
No, because McIntyre's going to take that other title from Rollins.
Yeah, but just so you know.
You got to get Rollins in the big title.
I think he'll hold it for like a year, because he could hold it for like a year.
Because I like the storyline with Cody and Seth when they were beefing with each other. Cool. Those were great matches. Yeah. That was real. That was like, fuck you. Yeah, you went to the Indies, bitch. I was in the Indies.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. I like that storyline.
So like, I think he's like, you went backwards. Like,
yeah,
I started there. I didn't go back.
Yeah, dude. Fuck you. We've been here. I made it from the beginning like this.
Yeah.
You had to go find yourself, bitch. I've been here doing it.
The whole time.
Stop. I'm not fucking hungry, dude.
Chewing on that lamp.
What?
That fan.
But that's where I'm like, is it too obvious to give that, you know? Like, is it too obvious to give him the title, and then what? Yay! It's kind of like when Kofi won.
I think when Daniel Bryan won, he has a bigger movement than Kofi, I feel like.
Yeah, but that was hot, and Kofi won, and then what'd you do?
Yeah, he got screwed over. He got beat the fuck up by Brock, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I also like the Damian Priest cashing in to make a triple threat, and then Cody losing that way. I told someone that at work, a big Cody fan, he was not a fan of that. He's just
I heard that today on there. Like, holy shit, might be. And Priest has been hot right now, just beating the fuck out of everyone.
I think it'd be cool. It adds a whole different thing of being like, Cody didn't get pinned; he just lost because the other guy got
That's
pinned.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck, man. He's a better chaser, dude. God damn, this
shit. He's just fucking with you. Yeah, put him in the trash can. Yeah, put this trash can back over there so you can hop in there.
Put him in the trash can and see if he's out.
Oh yeah, these dudes are freaking up now.
There you go, motherfucker. He's like,
he didn't want to chew on
something. I'll stop eating your tile now.
Yeah, my fucking light. I've just been thinking a lot about it, because I've been listening to Busted Open at work every day again. And I'm like, Bully Ray said it today. He's like, I kind of want Cody to lose. He's like, fuck him. He's like, fuck it. He's like, it makes too much sense.
Yeah.
And it's been so good that you don't want it to make sense.
Right.
On a side note, have you seen that CM Punk and Ariel Helwani interview? I guess he went on there and talked a lot of
it would be
shit
at
AEW.
It was bullshit.
Well, remember how the whole thing was that he got Colt Cabana fired?
Yeah.
It was fake. He didn't. Like, that.
Yeah.
It was his own doing, but it made it seem like he's like, yeah, like, it fucked me over. Everyone there started hating me because of it.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was going to be different. And then, like, Colt Cabana's like, hey, can we talk? Because he's watching. He was, like, in the current. He's watching the match. He's like, hey, man, can we talk so it's not weird? He's like, I'm not going to talk to you if my lawyer's not present. Because everything you say, everything I say, you're just going to twist it. So yeah. I'm not going to. He's like, oh, shit.
He's like, fuck.
But hey, fuck it! Like, call him out! Like, yeah. So I just said we look it up for the next.
Seth Rollins, pretty good.
Yeah,
he's our favorite.
He's better than Roman Reigns.
Like, he's the guy, Shawn Michaels, he's the like, best in-ring wrestler. Yeah, he's really good.
He's the best in-ring guy.
But, like, Stone Cold, like, oh, yeah, the fans, you know. Like, he's right, fucking big. Yeah. Like, you know. Like, or The Rock.
I can never fucking... Some of the Rock matches against John Cena at Summer Smash were, like, some of the best matches I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I just still think...
Logan Paul versus... Do you think he's still champion?
I think...
Or do they give it to Owens?
I would love to see Owens walk out with it.
Cool. Logan Paul's in the WWE.
Oh, he's good. He's
champion.
He's very good.
He's a U.S. champion.
He's a very
is
good
wrestler. Is Shag in it?
No.
He's just
no. He did before, right?
Yeah, I think but he's something. A very good wrestler.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The card's great, dude. Even LA Knight versus Styles, great match. Uso versus Uso.
How many belts you thinking change? Over, under... Two and a half.
I'm going over under every belt changes.
You think everything?
Yeah.
Even Becky?
It's one of those. Yeah. Yes. I do think that.
Zayn over Gunther?
Yeah, because you got to get that title off Gunther.
Who are the tag champions right now?
Oh, Judgment Day.
Judgment Day, yeah. So, I mean, someone else could win it.
I just think it's time to get the title off of Gunther. Because he needs to go to the next level.
Yeah, he does.
You get Zayn with IC, you get Owens with that, happy family. You put the belt on McIntyre, he can shut the fuck up about getting his WrestleMania moment. You're going to probably give it to Cody, even though you don't, in my opinion, it doesn't matter. I think Bayley would be awesome winning again, because she's reprised her fucking...
She is good, yeah.
She's came back. The girls' tag match. Is that even... It's just a triple threat. The titles aren't up for it, right? They should make the girls do a trios tag fucking title.
Yeah, just a little bit different. It might be easier for them. Your girl.
I know, it's like I like her now that she's in WWE. Fuck it. Go for it.
Well, because they're not, like, it's better for her because AEW is not going to be these people who want to do, like, a lot of wrestling matches. Like, let her be a draw. Let her be, like, I like how they're making her seem like she's just like a bad bitch kind of. Yeah. Like, I don't need to wrestle you all the time. I know I could beat your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know, man. I just feel like...
Is it racist that they put these two together, you think?
People would It would have been funny if it wasn't Dakota Kai, if it was Kairi Sane, Asuka, and
Io. Io and Seth.
Yeah. Because, you know, Japanese people do not like black people. It's just a weird thing that Asians don't fuck with black people.
Yeah, that's weird.
There is a lot of tension between the two. Because a lot of the Asian hate stuff in New York was a lot of black people too. So retaliating. It's just sad. Crazy. It's
fucked up.
They had racism for each other a lot.
I just,
It's like both of you. Just be happy.
I just think...
Like, be happy.
Because I don't really care for The Rock versus Reigns either.
Really? Yeah, I mean...
I want to see Cody versus The Rock!
It's cool. It would be cool.
In a no-holds-barred match.
I mean, I do want to see. I have wanted to see, but I feel like now it's almost like obvious, kind of like it's gonna happen. That I'm like,
fuck. But they made a good point. The only way it's happened is if Reigns ain't the champ.
Yeah, which why I would like to see it.
And they'll do like someone said today. They'll do it where The Rock and Cena called each other out like a year in advance, and you knew that was the main event for the next year, and you didn't see The Rock for a whole year, and then he showed up, and you're like, "Fuck, it is
like a random Raw."
So I get it. Because that's what it's been leading to.
But it's just different. The Rock now is just...
The Rock is a hell of an electric heel, dude. He's a hell of an entertainer. You just see
him recently, dude. Now he's just... Awesome. He's talking mad shit. He's fucking...
Cussing, dropping F-bombs on
cussing
USA.
Cussing everything. Yeah. They told him... Yeah, like the other day they were like, "All right, cut." Like someone like backstage cut. He's just like, "Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. You think you tell me when to cut?
Yeah.
I tell you when the fuck we go off air. Don't you fucking be telling me cut.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Look at this." And he fucking put it. He's like, "Get the camera right here. I'm going to keep on being this fucking ass." Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been great.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's like, he's a bitch.
That's the Rock, man. That's the Rock for you.
Which is just like, oh, shit. But he's on the board of TKO, which is now the owner of
I just WWE feel like,
and UFC. So it's...
I would have loved if it was...
If anyone can do it, it's him. He's like a board member. Like,
he's not gonna fire him. He's a billionaire.
I would have liked if that match...
Which one?
The number seven.
Okay, yeah.
Was Rock versus Cody.
Yeah. That would have been cool.
Because it's like you're playing the final boss thing, and it's like,
then it should be a solo thing.
But then that makes a Rock look small compared to
It's a range.
So it's just like,
I get it.
Did not. So the Rock still has an ego. He's not getting
themselves.
He can't. Well, tag team makes sense.
I know, but it still is like, it's been such a good build up between
them. Do you think
they
win, so do you think it's Bloodline rules?
100%. Yeah, it's got to build it all up against Cody. The odds have to be in the Reigns' favor.
Just for him to lose. Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Weird. I don't want Reigns to lose.
What if he loses and, like, The Rock's still here and he's still doing his thing and still, like, making you want to watch? It's still must-see TV and you're like, fuck, dude. Like,
yeah, where does that end? It's over now after The Rock is done? I saw something that...
There's a Raw for Mania where he tricks us off thinking and then he's just like...
Someone said, Bloodline wins, Bloodline rules, Cody's getting his ass beat by Reigns, and Cody proved to The Rock, like, this motherfucker is a tough son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And The Rock comes out and helps Cody.
Yeah, which I think... But that's obvious, too.
I know, but it's like... But it's like, damn, is that really how it's going to go?
You don't know.
Is that too obvious? But would it be kind of sweet?
I just think it's an obvious thing of like, oh, I'm going to turn on this guy and actually help you win.
What if they don't win and it's not Bloodline rules?
And The Rock comes out thinking to help Reigns. And then he turns on him or something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, he's coming out. I don't know. It's going to be really good. This is by far the best Mania since the one when Rollins cashed in on... Reigns and Lesnar.
30 was fucking stacked too.
Yeah.
Is Brock still in here?
No, he's not on. He's not in this though.
Yeah, but he's still in WWE.
He's gonna come out on fucking Monday.
He just does his own thing.
Cody's gonna be the winner.
All that shit though. It's like he's taking out of the game. Yeah, they took him out of the game.
Yeah. He was on the
because he was rumored to be in this, and then he was rumored to be at UFC 300.
Who returns on Monday night? Big E.
Big E would be cool.
And says, "I never lost my title."
Who he got vacated, right?
Yeah, but I don't think it's the Universal. I think it would have been.
I forgot which one it was.
The WWE Championship.
I'm trying to think of who else could come back. Those have hurt that we haven't seen in a while. Imagine if Dean came back. No, he still has shows with AEW. He still has contract with AEW.
All right. Well, we have a lot to talk about. We'll do it on Monday, right? We'll do a live night, recording and
national championship.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, the Street
Final
Profits.
Four.
No,
final
the
four.
Championship. Monday will be the championship.
The Final Four is on
Saturday.
On Saturday night, both games.
All right. Good show.
Yeah.
Long one.
Peace the fuck out.
Peace the fuck out.